right, joining us now, live in studio, from the River Cities Reader and rcreader.com, he is the entertainment editor for that publication and website. He's Mike Schultz. Mike, welcome back.
It is good to be here.
Good morning, guys. Hello. What's you?
Big weekend at the box office for your girl, Hannah Montana.
Yeah, she went a little bit through the roof, didn't she?
Is that a movie you even bothered to go see?
Yeah, I did. Do you know the circumstances behind this?
I did not get a chance to read your article.
I don't know.
It did like 38, something like that,
I think.
Yeah, it did. Yeah, 38 million.
A little better than her concert movie did last year.
Certainly better than the Jonas Brothers
movie. I had never seen Hannah Montana before. I knew of her. All of us do, but that was it.
Can I just say, if you had, it would have been a little weird.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah,
if you went into the movie with expectations because you were such a fan of
it, wasn't
Hannah
as good as Episode 63. Is the thing, you know, that
there were
was
some continuity issues with the TV series and the movie. I thought,
yeah, it's it was interesting. I'll tell you what happened. I went and saw Observe and Report 2 and Hannah Montana and did a double feature.
Right.
I saw Observe and Report first, but bought my ticket for Hannah Montana. But by the time I got to Hannah Montana, which was a little bit before it started, there wasn't one seat left in the theater. Completely sold out at like 2:15 in the afternoon.
Wow.
And so I was like, well, I could come back later, but I had stuff to do later. And then I was gone for the weekend for Easter. So I stood and watched the entire thing in the walkway as you're entering the theater.
Are you kidding?
I stood for the entire movie.
Have you ever done that before?
Not since I was an usher back in the 80s at the movie theater I worked at. I had never stood to watch an entire movie.
A trooper.
It was really interesting because you could see the screen just fine, but you couldn't see anyone else. So every once in a while you'd hear these huge roars of laughter and these, you know, oh, Hannah Montana, oh, Taylor Swift, you know. And so it was like watching a TV show with a real live studio audience.
Uh-huh.
It was really kind of a fun experience, I got to say. The movie's whatever. It's, you know, it's nothing worth talking about, really. But it was, it was a neat way to view it. You could hear just how happy all these little 8 to 10 year old girls were, and their moms seemed to be having a good time. And
so it was just a harmless coming of age movie.
Yeah, it's a little movie about this pop sensation who is getting really tired being a pop sensation. So she goes down south to relax and chill with grandma, and you know, and
grandma's
know,
played by the
snap
lovely
beans.
Miss Dolly Parton.
Wouldn't that have been cool?
I thought it was.
No.
Dolly Parton's not in the movie?
I think she shows up on the show.
She might show up on the show. Oh, I don't know, actually.
I'm all confused.
Melora Hardin is in it.
I saw her.
Right.
Melora Hardin.
I saw her last night. She was on that Chelsea Handler show.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Really?
I thought, why hasn't she been on our show?
Yeah, she has kind of blown us off lately.
Huh. She had that, and she got another movie that she's been in recently.
What does Melora Hardin play?
She's also in 17 again.
Yes,
that opens
that's
today
the one.
With Zac Efron, yeah.
Why aren't we talking to her?
Aren't you talking to her every week?
Is it possible that she's gotten too big for our show?
It could be. Mm. So she plays
she's
who?
She's pretty great. She plays a gal who lives down south who Hannah's dad, Billy Ray Cyrus, falls in love with.
Oh,
and
okay.
So she doesn't have much to do, but she's just adorable. She's so cute. And Vanessa Williams is in it. I mean, it was like, all right. It wasn't bad at all, I got to say, for what it is.
For what it is.
Observe and Report. That's an interesting flick.
Yeah.
Wow. That's a creepy little flick.
Really?
Yeah. It's really
creepy in a good way?
In a good way. For a long time. Because Seth Rogen is just, you know, he's the mall cop who's just obsessed and crazy.
But it's kind of disturbing, this movie.
It's kind of disturbing. Yeah. It's really kind of sick and ugly. And then it falls apart in the last half hour. It starts turning into Paul Blart. It starts turning into this crazy guy. He's lovable and harmless, and he's got medical problems.
Now, I've heard that he date rapes Anna Faris. Like, he sips her roofie and then he has sex with her.
No, that does not happen. She gets really blotto on tequila, a lot of tequila. And they do have sex, but you think it's date rape for a while, and then it turns out that she's actually aware of what's going on,
so
it's a little more harmless. It was pretty fascinating and falls apart at the end, but I'd see it again in a heartbeat.
Okay,
it was really it was something
interesting, huh?
Yeah,
it's definitely not Paul Blart Mall Cop
at all. Until it turns completely into Paul Blart Mall Cop in the last 15 minutes, which is depressing. But strange flick, strange weird little taxi driver kind of flick. Give it a whirl.
There are three movies opening in Quad City theaters today. Two that I'm aware of, and then you've got another one.
Yeah, tell me what you know about.
Well, there's State of Play, which is opening up. That's Russell Crowe playing.
This is some sort of political thriller?
I don't know. I know he's an investigative journalist,
I think. He's a reporter who uncovers a deadly conspiracy when a star congressman's mistress is brutally murdered. I've got a clip here from the movie State of Play. So let's roll the clip. And then I want to talk about why I'm enraged by this movie.
Okay.
I'm already
pissed. Isn't he also a friend to the congressman in question?
Is he?
I think so.
So that's...
They're like college buddies or something.
Ah, well, that's okay.
That seems to me like a real conflict of interest.
It certainly is.
Just a tad. Might have been to ethics.
This is from State...
I could be wrong.
Wait a minute here. The movie is called State of Play, and it's in theaters today.
One way or another, they got 40 billion good reasons to want you out of the way. You got to go on the record. Swing the spotlight back on them. You got to protect yourself, man.
You go out there and find me evidence linking Sonya's death to Point Core. I will go on the record. I will shout this thing from the rooftops.
Well, yeah. He has some sort of relationship with him.
Yeah, that was Ben Affleck, the other voice that you heard in that
Right.
clip. Here's what drives me nuts about the movie, A State of Play. They're advertising it with a surprise ending that'll blow you away.
Oh, see, why do they do that?
Yeah, then I'm just sitting there waiting for the surprise the
yeah,
whole time.
Yeah, that's stupid.
Why don't you just leave it alone?
Exactly.
That's stupid.
Let me be surprised.
Yeah, and then you go, oh,
I didn't see that coming. It's like that M. Night Shyamalan movies. I can't watch it because I'm thinking from the minute it opens, what's the twist?
Yeah, that's his fault, though. This one seems like the marketing department's screw up. Because,
surprise ending that you won't see coming.
You know,
well, you
just
they're just tell me that. Costumes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah, that's irritating. But could be kind of fun, though. We got Rachel McAdams in it.
Boy,
we always like her.
Yeah,
she's good.
She's
Helen
good.
Mirren's in it. Yeah, good peeps.
It's a pretty good cast. We'll see if they're able to do anything.
Indeed.
With it.
Okay.
Also opening today, Zac Efron's movie 17 again. He's a middle-aged father who wakes up to find he's magically 17 again, so he enrolls in high school to relive his best years.
All right. Yeah.
Now,
I guess every 2 decades, this plot has to come along.
There was the Fred Savage Judge Reinhold movie.
In my day, we called it the Shaggy D.A.
Right?
And we did it with dogs, man. Daddy turned into a dog, man.
Here's a clip from 17 again.
I'm going back to high school, man.
No way. Your spirit guide would not waste transformation magic on you reliving your senior year.
Ned, this is my chance. This is my chance to have my life over, but to do it right. Wouldn't you do that if you had the chance?
No, I would not. I'm rich and nobody stuck my head in the toilet today.
Okay.
All right. Yeah. Harmless, hopefully, right?
Yeah.
Hopefully harmless.
Yeah.
We'll see. And Melora Hardin.
Could be funny, and you get an audience with Melora Hardin.
Yeah,
so.
Exactly.
Those are the two I'm aware of. What movie am I not
The one I'm most excited about, Crank High Voltage.
Oh, my God.
Right?
Yes.
Yeah, bring it on.
With our girl,
Jason
Bai Ling.
We had Bai Ling on the show this week.
Oh, is she a friend of the program?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
Second time.
She's been on a couple times. And
oh, that's great.
And,
she's cool.
Now, the premise of this one is... He has to
shock
himself to stay alive.
You've seen the previous one?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It looks nasty. Yeah. Yeah, I'm laughing already. I can't wait. I liked the first one a lot. I thought that was great. Did you guys see the first one?
No.
I saw half of the first one.
Okay.
Yeah.
But that thing moves like a bat out of hell.
So it's
a fast-paced little adventure.
They replaced his heart with an artificial heart.
Yeah,
but the battery's dying on it, so he has to constantly charge it.
It's like my freaking cell phone. Like every 15 minutes, I got to plug it in again.
Yeah,
it's
there's plenty of people that can relate to this movie because they've got a bad battery in their cell phone.
Yes. It's hateful. God.
I've
been there too.
Now, as ridiculous as the premise of this movie is, if it does good box office, what's the third one going to be?
Oh, man.
I mean,
mind boggles, right?
They've replaced his heart. What could they possibly do for the next one?
I don't know. He's got to put his foot in a wood chipper every year.
He should have, like, twin children who also have bad hearts. And so every once in a while, he has to kind of zap them a little bit, you know? Yeah.
He has to be bitten by bitten by a shark every year.
We'll read the reviews.
You know it's gonna. I would think it's gonna do well.
Oh, I hope so. Yeah, Statham. Come on,
yeah.
He's incredible. Yeah,
we'll read the reviews of all of these online at rcreader.com. This is the week that the paper is coming out?
No, paper
it's already
just
out.
came out a couple days
out.
Ago. So right, these will be online, which means they'll be probably longer and more irritating. So
He's Mike Schultz from the River City's Reader. Good luck with those
Thank
movies.
Thank you, man. Gentlemen, very much.
Thanks.
We're Dave and Darren. This is AC/DC. It's Rock 104.9.